Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, October 9th. It is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Worth.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have time with you in studio this week. What a privilege. We get to see each other on Monday, see each other today for two segments. And what do you have for us this week in Creation Club?
Okay. First of all, we're going to begin with an announcement. The Missouri Association for Creation will have a meeting on Monday, October 12th. It will be at Gateway Christian Church, which is located at 1951 DePere Road in St. Louis. That's off of 270 west there. So,
bonus points if you can actually get to it.
Indeed. And they're beginning with an early bird video at 6 p.m. Dr. Jason Lyle's video, Astronomy Reveals Creation, will be shown. What does astronomy have to say about the truth of the Bible? Many people use astronomy to challenge Scripture, but what do the heavens actually reveal? Dr. Jason Lyle from the Institute for Creation Research explores five secrets of the cosmos to find out. Through his presentation, we see how the universe declares the glory of God and how the Bible is right when it talks about the basics of astronomy. It is also right when it speaks to the age of the universe, the uniqueness of the Earth, and the issue of distant starlight. Dr. Lyle confirms that when we really understand the Bible and the universe, we find that the scientific evidence lines up with Scripture. When it comes to astronomy, the Bible is right. And they have a note here, you can't beat this deal. Missouri Association for Creation is giving away a number of these DVDs to those who are in attendance on Monday, October 12th. So you might want to be there if you can be. Otherwise, you can order that through answersingenesis.org. So those listeners who are not in St. Louis or who cannot attend this session can order the DVD for themselves. Astronomy Reveals Creation by Dr. Jason Lyle. The main presentation is at 7 p.m. Marv Schaefer will be talking about what does the Bible say about creation. The creation account in the book of Genesis is foundational to everything we believe as Christians. In this presentation, he will examine five key things that the scriptures say about creation. He will answer some important questions regarding the implications of man's fall into sin. So again, this event is the monthly meeting of the Missouri Association for Creation, Monday, October 12th, Gateway Christian Church, 1951 DePere Road in St. Louis. So we hope people will avail themselves of that. And if they cannot, they can find some of this at answersingenesis.org.
Very good. What was it, you mentioned Dr. Lyle, what was his background? Sorry, I didn't catch all that.
Let's see. I don't know if they list his credentials here. He's a very good speaker, I can't remember if his doctorate is in astronomy or another field, but he's a very articulate speaker on this topic and others.
Well, good. That's coming up Monday. Before Monday, though, if you have a chance, some might be going to catch a movie this weekend, huh?
There is a movie that's in some theaters. I guess it's not everywhere, but in select theaters. It's called Finding Noah, An Adventure of Faith. And so people might wonder, is this a good movie for me to see? Does this show that they've actually found Noah's Ark? Mm-hmm. And once and for all, they've proven the Bible is right and everybody's going to follow Christ now. There won't be any more atheists. Well, that's kind of a mistaken notion anyway. But here's a review of the movie provided by Answers in Genesis. I think I'll kind of read through it if that's okay with you. First of all, I will admit I have not seen the movie. I'm not sure whether I will or not, but I have not yet seen it. But the people at Answers in Genesis have, and this is their brief review for Christians who wonder about this movie if it is something that they would endorse. On October 8th, will moviegoers actually get the answer to the centuries-old question, have the remains of Noah's Ark finally been found? Being released in several hundred theaters tomorrow, a new documentary and its intriguing title offer the tantalizing possibility, Finding Noah, An Adventure of Faith. Claims that the Ark, or parts of it, have been found are legion, including a well-publicized announcement by a Chinese-Turkish team in 2010 that it had found wooden sections of the Ark. By the way, that has been completely debunked by Dr. Andrew Snelling. You can find that article on the Answers in Genesis website. And also the lingering internet myth that on another part of Mount Ararat, a geological formation is the long-lost ark. And again, Answers in Genesis has an article debunking that as well. Answers in Genesis is hopeful when it hears about a new film or book that purportedly defends the historicity of the Old and New Testaments. Recent films like A Matter of Faith and Partners of Evidence or Patterns of Evidence have been welcome additions. It is therefore with some hope that Finding Noah might be a movie we could endorse, especially with the world's media covering the construction of Answers in Genesis, Noah's Ark, and in the wake of the release last year of that terrible movie, Noah. Answers in Genesis would like to see more film producers and ministries defend the accuracy of the biblical accounts of the flood and of the Ark of Noah's time. Unfortunately, we found that the well-intended Finding Noah to be disappointing on a few counts, because many people have been asking Answers in Genesis for its opinion of the film. We have posted this review in a bullet form fashion. So here are the bullets from Answers in Genesis reviewing the movie Finding Noah, An Adventure of Faith. The movie is based on a false premise. The Bible says the ark landed on the, quote, mountains of Ararat, Genesis chapter 8, verse 4, not specifically on Mount Ararat, as the filmmakers assert is the case with the ship's landing spot. Secondly, furthermore, creationists geologists regard the thousands of feet of lavas that make up much of Mount Ararat as Pleistocene or even recent. That means the mountain's volcanic eruptions occurred during the Ice Age, which happened after the flood, and since then, even up until AD 1840. So if the Ark had landed on the precursor to modern Mount Ararat, it would have been buried under those thousands of feet of subsequently erupted lavas and destroyed. So the question is, why even look for the Ark in a volcanic setting anyway, and why look on top of those lavas? Next point, there are some good qualified people interviewed in the film. That includes Dr. Andy McIntosh, who agreed to be consulted and interviewed as someone who believes in the historicity of the global flood and the reality of Noah's huge ship. We have our reservations, however, about the academic qualifications of some of the people interviewed, though they might agree with us on the reality of the flood and the ark. More disturbingly, Dr. David Montgomery, described on the film's website as someone who offered expert interviews in the film, teaches against a global Genesis flood and is prominent in the film. His participation is a major reason we will not promote this film. The next point, another troubling aspect is the film's interview of the mysterious Mr. X, who anonymously presents testimony of an intriguing object on Mount Ararat that he connects to the Ark. It is not a credible segment by either journalistic or scholarly standards. The film is less about finding Noah than it is the process of trying to find Noah's Ark. Without giving up too much of the film's storyline, the movie has an unsatisfying ending after a long, very long buildup that includes how the Ark explorers endured many challenges. Many Christians believe that if we show skeptics something like the discovery of the Ark, many non-Christians might be prompted to believe in the Bible and perhaps receive Christ. The people of Jesus' day saw him heal the sick and raise people from the dead, but did most of them believe? The fact is, the religious leaders helped put Christ to death. Evidence like the existence of an ark on a mountain range is not going to convince people who have already hardened their heart about the authenticity of God's word. Ultimately, because there is a spiritual issue involved with non-believers and Christianity, that is, they don't want to repent, and they don't want the Lord Jesus to rule their lives, no amount of evidence is going to change such hardened hearts. We need to remember what Jesus said when he talked about Lazarus and the rich man, and when Abraham says to the man who is in hell, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And when the man in hell says, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. The answer was, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. So that's true also of the fact that people are not going to come to faith only by historical evidences or archaeological evidences. You know, the Holy Spirit works through the gospel to produce faith. Those who refuse to receive the gospel are not going to believe no matter how much evidence you show them. So over and over again in recorded history, observational science has already authenticated the Bible. Enough evidence has been compiled to show that the Bible is true for anyone to believe, even though people still clamor for more evidence and are never satisfied. With the Ark Encounter, a full-size Ark is to open late next year, 2016. Answers in Genesis will present the evidence that confirms the Bible. In other words, the Bible is already true, yet we can still use evidence to show people that scientific discoveries can confirm historical events that are recounted in the Word of God. It is a pity that the filmmakers did not consult the world's largest creationist group, Answers in Genesis, in its production. We have several PhD scientists and a total of 360 staff, and Answers in Genesis is building a world-class attraction on the Ark of Noah. Even with its faults, the movie Finding Noah may have a redeeming quality. It will give Answers in Genesis and other apologetics groups a platform to put the real biblical Ark in front of many more people, who may then turn to the Bible itself for further study. And that, of course, is the thing. Ultimately, we want to get people to read the book, read the Bible, and there they'll find not only the account of Noah and the flood, but especially the story of our salvation through Jesus Christ, who saves us from the judgment of God.
I find it interesting, the title of the movie, Finding Noah, An Adventure of Faith.
Yeah, well, that's intended to be a hook to draw people in, and especially I think they're trying to get Christians to come, perhaps non-Christians too, but I think this movie is probably aimed more at a Christian audience that they hope will be more receptive to the idea that you could actually find Noah's Ark and that this would prove the Bible. I'm going to switch gears on you briefly. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I actually also, my wife had me watch a PBS show yesterday, also on Noah's Ark. It's called The Secrets of Noah's Ark. I thought, wow, this will be interesting. Well, you know, it's obviously presented from an unbelieving point of view, from the standpoint of people who believe that the Bible's all made up. But where did these stories come from? You know, the story of Noah's Ark is intriguing, and, you know, people have heard this for years, but where did that story come from? Well, it turns out that before the Jews had this story, the Babylonians had a story about a great flood. And so they have experts who study the cuneiform tablets that were found that talk about the great flood. And it's very similar, the accounts of a man that was to be the hero and to gather all the animals and put them on this boat that he would build. But in the cuneiform tablets that we had found that talked about this, there was a gap. The tablet was broken, and the part that described the ark were missing. Until more recent times, when they actually found another tablet, and when that was brought to light and they translated it, voila, now we have the description of the ark in there. And you know what? It was round. And so they go to Mesopotamia and they said, well, you know, that for years and years and years, people, the people who live in that area built round boats that they could travel in. And they showed film footage from the 1930s of people paddling around in these round boats. And they said, and so the description of this round boat looks very much like these boats, only it would have been huge. So could such a thing actually be? So they spend much of the movie describing how archaeologists who study maritime things and try to reconstruct boats from archaeological past times, they reconstructed a round boat. Big. Not as big as the one that was described in the tablet. Which
so we're talking like giant bowls.
Like a giant bowl.
Okay.
That is true. Or like a reed basket, because that's the point.
I see.
It's made out of reeds that are twisted together and then they're coiled around. Mm-hmm. But this would also have some timber in it too. So these men actually constructed one, and using old methods, they didn't use any metal or modern adhesives or something like this. And one of the things they had trouble with is bitumen, the pitch, asphalt-like stuff. Well, you can find that in Mesopotamia. They actually had to build this in India because it's so dangerous in the Mesopotamian area now with all the fighting over there. So instead of building it in Mesopotamia, they build it over in India. And so they had to try to come up with there isn't natural bitumen there. So they had to kind of make this stuff. And when they did, it didn't work as well as natural pitch would, and the waterproofing failed. So when they had this big production, they finally launched the boat, they get it into the river, and it starts to sink. So they had to have pumps and pump it out. But here's the long and the short of the short. The PBS account is they have the idea that it didn't really happen. There was no worldwide flood. The flood accounts that exist in the Hebrew scriptures are because in Mesopotamia, before the time of the Jews, there were lots of floods there. And so they made up this story of one huge global flood. And since they had these little round boats like floating baskets or floating bowls, they envisioned a huge one in which a man and his family and a lot of animals would be saved from a worldwide flood, which never really happened. They're sure of that. And so now you know where this story came from. So it's one of these things where you see people, and they quote Bible scholars all along from Harvard and elsewhere, people who don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, don't believe that Moses wrote Genesis, believe that these stories actually were stolen by the Jews after the time of the Babylonian exile. So they have the idea that, like, when Daniel and others in the exile, you know, what, 500 some years before the birth of Jesus, they had exposure to the Babylonian stories. They stole those stories or borrowed them and retold them using Jewish ideas and Jewish imagery. And so they don't believe the stories. They don't believe that they describe true historical events. They don't believe that Moses wrote Genesis. They believe the stories come after the exile and it's all a big fairy tale, but it has a moral lesson and that's what counts. And so, and in the same way, they don't want to believe in Jesus. They believe that, you know, they discount Jesus too as stories that are made up. But we believe by the grace of God, the whole Bible is true. Jesus himself teaches that Moses wrote the book of Genesis. Jesus believed in the worldwide flood that is described in the book of Genesis. And Jesus came to save us from a worse disaster than the flood. You know, Jesus as our Savior saves us from sin, death, and hell. And when we're baptized into Christ, you know, we're saved.
There's the flood.
Right. Greater than the flood of Noah. We're saved in this wonderful way, being brought into the ark of the church through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Worth. Great Creation Club. Good topic. Not sure if I'll catch the movie now. Morning prayer up next on Worldwide KFUO.